You're listening to SBS News.
For the first time in more than 20 years, 41-year-old Adnan Syed tasted relative freedom. He walked out of a Baltimore courthouse and was met with cheers from supporters. Mr. Syed was released into home detention on Monday after Circuit Court Judge Melissa Finn vacated his murder conviction, deciding it was in the interest of fairness and justice. It comes on the back of a year-long review by the Baltimore State Attorney's Office. The state's attorney, Marilyn Mosby, explained the findings.
Adnan Syed stood trial twice for the homicide of 17-year-old Haymin Lee. A jury in 2000 found him guilty of premeditated murder, kidnapping, robbery, and false imprisonment, and the judge sentenced him to life plus 30 years in prison. Our reinvestigation revealed that the original prosecutors and the subsequent prosecutors in the Attorney General's office failed to disclose relevant information about alternative suspects, one of whom threatened to kill the victim and had motive to kill the victim, and both of whom had a pattern of violence against women. Our investigation suggests that the two suspects may have been involved individually or may have been involved together in the death of that beautiful young woman.
Mr. Syed's mother embraced supporters outside the court while his attorney addressed the media.
We now know what Adnan and his loved ones have always known, that Adnan's trial was profoundly and outrageously unfair. If that evidence had been disclosed, perhaps Adnan would not have missed his high school graduation or his pre-med plans or 23 years of birthdays, holidays, family gatherings, community events, everyday moments of joy.
Season 1 of the podcast Serial shone worldwide attention on the case and cast doubt over Mr. Syed's guilt. It's been downloaded more than 300 million times, making it one of the most listened to podcasts around the globe. The decision to vacate his conviction does not mean Mr. Syed is innocent, but a new trial has been ordered. Prosecutors were given 30 days to decide whether they'll go ahead with a new trial or drop the charges.
What we are currently waiting for is DNA analysis, and so we are going to try to expedite that. That is with reference to whether or not Adnan's case will be dismissed, a no prost, and we would certify his innocence, or whether or not the case is set in for trial. If the DNA evidence comes back, and I'll just be candid, and it's Adnan Syed, then clearly, you know, there's implication that we have to proceed. That still entitles him to a fair and just trial.
Caught in the middle is the family of murder victim Haymin Lee. The family's lawyer has expressed dismay at the handling of the legal process.
My clients, all they wanted was information. They want the truth to come out. If the truth is that someone else killed their sister, daughter, they want to know that more than anybody. They were shut out of the legal process by the court and the state's attorney's office, and it was inexcusable. It's a violation of Maryland law, and my clients are exploring their options with regard to appeal.
Tanya Dandrinos, SBS News.